So just looking around, even if you hadn't heard the first part of the service, you'd know this was called Christmas Day, because there's signs of Christmas. Shout out, what's the signs that it's Christmas Day here? Christmas tree. Candles. Indeed, all round. Okay, it's obvious then. Now, the angel said, this will be a sign for you. A sign that God has come to help his people. I wonder if you're good at noticing signs. Some of them, of course, are deliberately very obvious on the roads. Others from family members can be more hidden. And we take a little while to work out signs. I'm steering away from that now. How many of you can drive? Okay, fantastic. So you'll know, just shout it out as soon as you see the sign. This will be a sign for you. Well, there's a mixed opinion. I think it should be no entry. Next one. Okay, so sometimes people say that means it's 60 miles, but it's according to the lane, national speed limit. This will be a sign for you. Low-flying motorbikes, don't think so. I think it's, what is it? No motorized vehicles. Ooh, not everyone did know that. Okay, let's see. Men putting up umbrellas. No, it is, of course, men or people at work. Some of them, though, are really quite... This is the most difficult one, I think. Who thinks they know what that is? Thank you. End of a minimum speed limit, 30 miles an hour. So now you... Ooh. Oh, a brief round of... The ripple. Well done. Some are a little bit funny. I saw this. What's that? What's it even mean? And this, I love Scotland, but this is great. It does somehow seem a contradiction in terms. And sometimes, of course, signs go wrong. It's meant to, it does actually say dynasty, but that doesn't come through quite as well there. This I thought was rather sweet. And further down the road, you may not be able to see it. Mice very happy. But also, sometimes you just see something and it feels like a sign. It seems intrinsically meaningful, as if it's saying something. Oh, look at that. Ah. Oh. You just see it and you think, it feels like it means something. So, the message was from the angels, you're going to find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloth lying in a manger. What's it a sign of? Well, the angel said it is good news. Finding a baby in a cattle trough, it is an odd sign for a new baby to be placed there. Why is this possibly a sign of hope or of help for us? Well, fortunately, I got a surprise present through the post 2 days ago. Other couriers are available. What do you think it is? A baby. That's very dark. Anyone think they know what it is? Yeah, you know. So I immediately thought of this, a pop-up tent. One of the most amazing verses in Scripture, which is read at Christmas, is from John's narrative, the prologue, John chapter 1, verse 14, where when John's trying to explain what it's all about, he says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." And just so you know, I know a bit of Greek, the word dwelt, eskine, literally means put up your tent. It's not just dwell, it's he lived in a tabernacle. He's referring back to the Old Testament when God dwelt with his people in a tent. And John is like, hey, this is great news, because in Jesus coming, God's really close to us. How many of you went camping this year? Okay, well done. Perhaps pray for the people around you who didn't, or maybe vice versa, I don't know. We have got a new wine camp this next year. If you want to join us, we'd love to see you. But the thing about camping, do you notice you hear conversations you're not meant to hear? And you hear what people are really like, and even bodily functions. I mean, it's unbelievable. The closeness, when you're this close and there's only this thin fabric. Some of you are looking really worried now. Where's this going? That's the end of that part, really. The point is, in a tent, there's intimacy, there's closeness as the people. And God didn't want to just be God up there somewhere. God has indeed come down, and he dwells with us. He's put up his pop-up tent in the very body of Jesus being with us. Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So I hope you have a great Christmas day, but I hope you also experience that it's not just other people from the front or other people talking about their jumpers or their faith. I hope you know it's your faith that you know the closeness of Jesus too. So what I'd like to do is have three different ways of praying. Now I'm going to have to evict those girls. Oh no. Sorry, you're not in trouble. Well, you might be, but not with me. Okay. They've already started this activity, which is fantastic, in one sense. So, the first prayer, a Christmas prayer one, a broken heart. Write a name of someone who is brokenhearted this Christmas and silently pray for them. So I bet we all know people who are really sad, maybe a bit afraid, or things have just gone rubbish this year for them. So if you'd like to take one of the hearts and write a name, just a first name, no details, and then I'm going to put that back because I can see it, the temptation is too enormous. This is the second Christmas prayer, a thankful heart. Say thank you to God for someone or something this Christmas. What are you grateful to God for at the moment? And there's flowers this time, as well as hearts. And then finally here, a willing heart. Write what you want to offer to God to show your love for him this Christmas. So again, there's hearts there. So we're just going to keep, it's not going to be quiet, it's going to be probably quite noisy and chaotic, which is great. And I just invite you in your own time to think, you can go to one, two, three, or none. You could stay in your seat. So let's just be thinking, who are the brokenhearted people we might want to pray for? And just move now and say, when you put it on, say a prayer for that person silently. Something you're thankful for. Or maybe you want to say, Jesus, in the year ahead, you've done so much. I'd really like to respond and offer you something. Okay, off we go. Let's pray. You can do them in any order.